I asked Dave to retweet about our live stream.
Oh.
So he retweeted me asking for a retweet about our live stream and not anything with the link.
Yes! Oh, what a baller.
You know what? That's good enough. Yeah. Thank you, Dave. Hello, hello, and welcome. Guiden episode for... What's this Sunday going to be? It's going to be next month by the time this comes out, right?
Yeah. The first is Monday... So, no, it's the 30th. 31st?
The 30th. Today is the 30th day.
God damn it.
But
we're recording on the 27th, so happy birthday, Gary Gygax!
There you go.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Nick. We're doing a Gaiden because we're doing a Mario stream on the day that this is being recorded. If you were here watching us on the internet,
hello!
We have the chat up. So, anyway, I hear you've been playing some Way of the Samurai.
Wait! Before we get into the meat of this Gaiden.
Gaiden meat? Ew. Makes me think of Gaiden buffaloes.
They're
like regular buffaloes, but they got the Ryu Hayabusa headgear on. And they're delicious.
Today's special ingredient is... Gaiden beef!
I saw that video.
Oh, damn it.
Of just him screaming all the things that he screams. Yeah. That was good.
The faces and shit he made.
Yeah.
Like, especially for the super mundane ones, is like, today's special ingredient is chicken.
Frozen beans.
And when it was like, farmer's market. And he just looked around like, that's cool, right? Everyone, okay, we're good.
It's like, did that pass? Did they believe us that that's an ingredient?
And then, of course, beer!
It's like his jaw was trying to escape.
This is good that the first streaming one we do is the one where we just shout into the microphones for a while.
That's okay.
It's really getting us in with our core audience.
I'm kind of silly, and I put the Let's Play of Nihilee up on the stream.
Which one was that?
Nihilee's the one where you scream to do everything.
Oh, right, that one.
And so I was just watching it and realized how much we scream.
Yeah, a lot.
How that blew all the levels. So I'm going to have to go in and take that out in a bit.
So that people don't kill themselves?
Yeah.
You could, like, take it down and then re-edit in, like, a warning. Like, by the way, we could not record any higher. This is as high as we recorded. You should probably turn your speakers down.
So anyway.
Also, Catherine came out.
Yeah.
I don't have a PS3.
It's on 360.
I don't have a 360.
Well, you're out of luck then, but I have a 360, so now I'm curious about it.
Yeah.
Bastion came out.
Yeah, what's the deal with Bastion? Like, I heard Dave and Joel, like, going on and fucking on about that.
And Giant Bomb's been going on and on about it.
Like, it's some kind of side-scroller where you get weapons.
Isometric.
It's isometric, okay.
Okay, imagine Diablo.
Okay.
Except instead of clicking on stuff to kill it, it's actually got a really tight combat system.
Oh, okay. And it's a side-scroller.
Isometric.
Yes, an isometric side-scroller.
No, because you go in all directions.
Oh.
At one point or another.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not like,
No,
a Michael Jackson game. Moonwalker.
No, because the arcade version of Moonwalker was isometric and
yeah,
you walk
I know,
in all the directions.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. So it's like Moonwalker.
It's a little like Moonwalker.
Did I say it's not like Moonwalker the first time?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, because the Genesis version of Moonwalker was a flat 2D side-scroller.
Yes.
So Bastion's like Moonwalker. That's our...
Okay,
no.
Cool.
It's.
I hear you get a spear and a flamethrower and a mortar.
You don't get any of that in the demo. You only get a couple of weapons in the demo, but it's all like...
Well, why are you going on about the demo?
Because that's all I played.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, like basically it kind of feels just like just a dungeon crawler.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's... You know what? Sometimes that's what it is. Because it's got the kind of combat where you dodge all around like a motherfucker and you can... control your direction in the middle of your roll.
Oh, nice.
And also, dodge rolling will cancel out of certain attacks. Plus, guard right before something hits you, and you counter it and send the projectile right back at the guy who hit it.
Right.
What's,
like, its like, visual style and stuff? Because, like, from the way... Like, from the description of all the weapons and stuff, you got, like, a machete and, like, a six-gun and a repeater and then a flamethrower and a mortar?
Like, it's...
And you go to some kind of dream space all the time?
I think the dream space is, location, who knows?
Yeah.
That is sort of a dream space, but that is, from my understanding, that is a, like, a series of challenge levels.
So,
It's got this weird art style about... It's not exactly super deformed, but everything is sort of, like, on a small scale.
Okay.
Like, again, like, picture yourself playing Diablo. Now, make all the characters, like, a bit thicker and more chibi.
Okay.
And really, like, very painterly colors. Like,
painterly.
Yeah, like, everything seems very rich, no outlines.
The painterly pack? That Minecraft texture pack?
Not exactly.
Okay.
I would call it very rich. Like,
okay.
Like, it looks nice.
Vibrant.
Yeah.
Succulent.
No.
Sensual.
No. I wish. But yeah, like, I'm tempted to get the whole thing, but at the same time, so, like, it's a game you play because you like really tight combat in a isometric dungeon crawling type setting.
Does it have co-op?
No, it's like a single player game the whole time. But
I hear it's got like a cool narrator and stuff though, so whatever.
Yes, yeah, but he's like a dynamic narrator. Like, the game starts out and you're like laying there on a piece of wood and he starts talking. And then as soon as you get up, he's like, the boy got up and set out on his quest. And you're just like, oh, okay. And then, like,
this keeps going.
I walked into a room and I broke a box. And I was like, oh, there's stuff in this box. So I started breaking everything. And then the kid was just like, the kid just raged for a while, tearing down everything in the room. And I was like, oh, I'm looking for money, but yeah, it's close enough. All right. So he's very interactive with you.
Cool.
And they use that, like, he says, like, ah, the kid discovered the old distillery where he used to go with his girl. Maybe you could find something new in there. And that's their way of saying, go into the distillery.
Oh, okay.
So it makes it feel very... The whole game feels very... I'm not going to say organic. I'm not going to say natural. There's a word for, like, when everything flows smoothly.
It's just very well-crafted.
It's undisturbed. Like,
okay.
Like, things... Everything kind of flows into the next step. Which is kind of good and kind of bad, because it's... It does make it very...
Do you feel like you're getting, like, led around by the nose at times?
No, not because of that, but more because, like... It spreads out where, like, the good stopping points are.
Because,
you're reading a book, and you say, like, oh, well, I've reached the end of the chapter. I could stop here. Or, like, you know, I get to the end of a decisive paragraph, and I could stop there, too. This one has no decisive paragraphs. It's all just the end of the chapter. You go back to the Bastion, and you start the next level.
What is the Bastion?
The Bastion is... Like this,
your house.
Basically, it is like a place where everyone agreed to go in case of calamity.
Oh, okay.
And calamity has occurred.
Oh,
so you go back there, and there's one guy left who is a stranger, who is a narrator.
Oh,
and he just hangs out there, and I guess narrates your adventure from there.
He's got you on closed circuit TV.
Oh, got you on magic. The whole place is magic.
Oh,
it's kind of cool though, because in the demo, like. One of the whole thing is, like, as soon as you get to the Bastion, before you go into the next area, that's where it ends.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, apparently each area you go to, you steal a core, which is, like, the part that keeps that sequence of floating islands afloat.
Oh, my.
So you just, like, pick it up, run for the exit, stick it into the Bastion gets bigger.
Oh.
And eventually the Bastion will be where you rebuild the world from.
Oh, rad.
Yeah. So it's actually, pretty cool, pretty fun. Like, I'm interested in it, but at the same time, I keep constantly feeling like, isn't there something more to this game? Which I guess there is, but
the demo doesn't have, like, the weapon trials and stuff, right?
Yeah. But, like, that's the thing. Like, that always seems like, you know, addendum stuff. Like, I'm not sure what I'm searching for. Maybe I am just kind of looking for the story, but...
Well, you haven't... I mean, you're... If the demo leaves you wanting something more, I mean, I think that's their intent. So, I wouldn't be too concerned about it.
But, I mean, like, it's one of those things where, like... Like, it's going to sound weird, but it's so close to, like, a regular dungeon crawler. Mm-hmm. I keep expecting that there's going to be, like, other people who I interact with and maybe give me, like, a quest or something. But that never happened. So it's one of those things where it's, like, you keep feeling like you're constantly drowning in just combat. Which, but it's like, you like drowning. What the hell am I talking about?
I don't know, dude.
It's like you're constantly breathing, but you got your face near water. It seems pretty tight,
okay.
But if you don't like that style of... If you like games that aren't just pure combat, I don't think you'll like it. But I think I would like it. So when I get a job and have some money,
okay,
I'll probably pick that up.
So another thing happened. It's not really that important. It's just like another Flavor of the Month MMO. Dragon's Nest. I'm just saying, because like I'm playing it with... Hopefully playing it with some people on Twitter, because like... they make different classes start in different towns, and I haven't figured out how to get to other places yet. Like, I've just been doing all the beginner quest stuff. And, like, that game also has a weird style where, like, people aren't exactly chibi, but they're just kind of, like,
short.
They're a little short and kind of wide.
I mean, you're playing a Nexon game.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, it's weird, because, like, all the sorcerers still don't wear many clothes, so I'm like, you guys look like, well, the proportions aren't exactly like children, but you don't look like adults, and you're all half naked, and I don't know how I feel about this. But then you go back to, like, the cleric guy, because I'm playing a cleric, because they're badass, and, like, he's just like, those monsters deserve a poke with a sharp stick. Because apparently that guy is, like, very sincere about punishing monsters, except then you go up to him and he's like, I just want to give those fiends a slap on the wrist.
So he's very, still trying to be polite.
Yeah. And, like, you go to learn skills from him, he's like, I can teach you many skills to deal out, discomfort.
Not death and dismemberment, just discomfort.
No. But then I got the skill where you do this, like, enormous ground pound accompanied by a strike of lightning, and then it sends out, like, ripples of lightning across the ground, and then you can do that at the end of a combo to, like, keep doing the combo, except you can also do that with, like, the one that does the little lightning strike, and the one that's a shield bash, and then I got, like, a 60-hit combo.
Yeah, that's like...
It kind of seems like a...
How is the combat in that game? Because if I'm going to play it, it's got to have that good, just like, feels like a brawler kind of combat.
So far, I haven't been really challenged by it. Like, I have just been doing the beginner mission, so whatever.
Also, we kind of fell out of Vindicus.
But yeah, kind
of... A lot of people talking about that lady, actually.
Really?
A bunch of people.
It kind of feels like a brighter colored Vindictus, Mabinogi Heroes. Well, that was the original name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, it takes place in the same universe as Mabinogi.
Vindicus?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, it's like the past of Mabinogi.
Wow.
Which is kind of weird because Fergus is still there.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he's the blacksmith.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'll do that. But yeah, I kind of feel like if this doesn't it's a lot flashier as well. Like, you know, I started out with a skill that lets me hit guys back into a bolt of lightning.
Ooh.
And then, you know, the next one I got was huge lightning strike, pound the ground, lightning waves ripple across the ground.
Yeah.
And I'm a support class.
Oh, God.
Who's
a fire class?
The sorceresses.
Ooh. What did just, like, knights get?
The fighter guys? I don't know. I think they just, like, jump around and be huge assholes. And then there's archers, which can eventually become, like, bigger archers or acrobats, who still carry a bow, but just do kung fu instead. Huh. It's kind of weird.
I should probably play one of these, because between, like, Dragon's Nest, Vindicus, and Dungeon Fighter Online, which I still haven't installed but didn't try,
mm-hmm.
I think something will, like, quench my thirst for action,
mm-hmm.
fighting, brawler-style games.
Yeah.
Because I haven't played anything like Devil May Cry in a while.
I could get back into Vindictus, though. Like, I remember having stuff, getting skills. I think I got up to the part of the game where you're in, like, the frozen caverns, and it's almost the part where you get to shoot a giant polar bear with ballistas to chain him down.
Yeah. Like, that game has some... Like, I remember when we had that big fight against... He wasn't, like, a Minotaur.
No, the big gnoll guy.
Yeah. And that was just, like... Because that's all about, you know, discover his patterns, get behind him, punch him in the butt.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, really and intense. That's the kind of fights I like, where it's not about, like, who has the bigger skill. It's about who can figure out the best way to punch his butt.
And it did have all the environmental stuff where you could, like, knock down pillars and then just pick up the huge rocks and hurl them around.
Yeah.
Because that game was, like, in a modified Source engine, right?
I don't know.
I think it was, because, like, I know sometimes when you break rocks and stuff, it's the exact same noise that, like, breaking
really?
Pallets in Half-Life makes.
Oh, wow, I never noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game was... I could definitely get back into that.
don't know. I gotta try one of them. Because if none of those work, I guess I'm gonna go back to playing Streets of Rage Remake. Even though that's also gone now.
Speaking of, like, fulfilling needs, I picked up Etrian Odyssey 2 the other day again. Because, like, I was like, I have a DS. I have games for it. Why don't I finish any of them? I miss drawing little maps. Like, I got right back into it, and I was like, all right, Stratum 3, what's going on? Gotta find the frost flowers. Can do, coach.
Mm.
And then there's, like, this slidey floor puzzle. And I was just like, I can't wait to draw this slidey floor puzzle. And it made me realize that I was missing dungeons.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, dungeons in the sense of, like, this is a weird place where people do not go. You have gone here seeking something.
You don't get that from Spyro Knights?
Not so much, actually, because there's so many people around, you know?
Yeah. But even, like, when you actually like, start, because you can't bring more than four people with you into the Clockworks.
Yeah.
But I guess there is not that sense of actual, like, discovery. It's just like, here's a maze of rooms, beat everything up in it.
Mm.
Which is why Spyro Knights, although really fun and really good to play, is still sort of just... It's a sometimes game.
Yeah.
I could get back into Vindicus.
How about Phantasy Star Online 2?
I hear you need, like tons of Yeah, that's a game too. I imagine. I haven't seen anything about that yet. I realized... I don't know. I realize what I want is probably out there already. I just gotta find it.
Mm.
Actually, I was thinking about... I went back to my Elemental PNP system the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I'm thinking about calling it GIST.
GIST?
Yeah, because, you know, you learn this and you get the gist of playing RPGs.
Oh, okay.
And then you could also call it the Generic Item Slot Tactics.
Yeah, it's a game with generic in the name, though. That's unsavory.
It is, but because I like started, like... The rules are pretty much playable.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I was still sort of contemplating was the health system.
Okay.
Right now I have it that, like, instead of HP, you have, like, a personal health difficulty check.
Okay.
So every time you get hurt, you need to roll against it.
Okay.
And if you pass it, it'll go up, but you keep fighting. And if you fail it, it goes up, and you need to check to see if you get knocked out.
Oh, okay.
So then the thing is, it gets harder and harder to pass as you get hurt.
Okay.
But, like, if you, like, critically don't get hurt, then you stay where you are. And then just, like, health items just, like, knock that down a couple notches.
That's interesting, actually. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. I seriously do want to start, like, a weekly rotating GM, like, one-shots, just do random stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, thing.
Yeah.
And, like, I was talking to Jesse about it, and he says, like, once he quits his job and goes off to school, he's going to be back on the weekends all the time.
He says that. But if that's true, he may die.
Why?
Because that's a long trip to be taken often.
Like, we should get that shit going.
Yeah. No, because, like, the problem is, like, I have the system I want to start using for stuff, and I have half of a dungeon in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to figure out what the other half is. Also, who's going to be in our group for that?
Me? You? Jesse?
If we can get Brian to show up anymore.
Yeah.
He
wants to play games.
Yeah.
Because, like, his girlfriend wants to play games and has, like, never played a pen and paper RPG.
That could be cool.
Yeah. Let's talk about Way of the Samurai.
Let's talk about Way of the Samurai. Because that game, like, I originally rented that from the Clock Tower, mm-hmm. which is how I sort of learned about it. And then I stole a Happy Cat, and then I was in love with that game.
I haven't found a Happy Cat anywhere.
It's in the ramen store. It's in the corner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because you're playing the PSP version, right?
I'm playing the PSP port of Way of the Samurai Uno.
Right.
It's the exact same game.
Okay, good.
Like, maybe some things derezzed, some things up-rezzed.
I don't know how much more you could derez that game.
Partially translated.
Really?
Well, because it never got an official US release, so I have, like, a partial fan translation. And, like, most of it's there, because, you know, the original game was released in English, so, I mean, the script is available, but, like, sometimes I'll be fighting guys, and I just want to, like, talk to them to taunt them or whatever, and it's like, something, 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 or, wait, no! And I'm just like, well, something, something, something is probably the insult, so let's go with that. And then he's like, you bastard! And I'm like, okay.
Just guessing and hoping.
Like, it took me a while to figure out the structure of that game, because, like, it's...
It's a choose your own adventure book.
Yeah, it's like a choose your own adventure open world. You play as basically a nameless samurai who comes into Rokutsu Pass.
Yeah.
And stuff is going down. Like, there's the Akadama clan.
And the Kuro family. And also the government. And also a government spy. Yeah. And
it's, like, set in this Meiji, you know, restoration era. So it's, like...
The point where samurai are being
started
outlawed.
To become obsolete.
Yeah.
So, like, although, you have like, all these guys in red who want to, like, kill the Kuro clan and overthrow the government, like... I was like, oh, what are those guys up to? And then I walk up, and they're like, all right, we're going to burn down their foundry, we're going to kill them all, and then we're going to march to Tokyo! And I'm just like, oh, geez, all four of you?
They have more guys than you would think.
Yeah,
because
they just wander around all the time. And, like, one time I saw some guy, and I was like, hey, you got a pretty nice sword. I think we should fight. And then, like, three more of them wandered in by the time our, you know...
Well,
before I was able to kill that guy. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to run away now.
Because, like, since the way that it works is that, like, it's set up with, like, multiple acts in a sense. Because, mm-hmm. like, something has to happen, like, the day of the first day before time moves on. But, like, I did that one day, and, like, both the clans pissed me off, like, during the day. And that was mm-hmm. my day event. So that night, I went to both clan houses and slayed all of the guards of both. But I couldn't get into
wow.
that. Yeah. Because that's the thing, like, if you don't join with either side... You kind of just wreck with both of their shit, and then the blacksmith comes up and he's like, you're probably the one who will end both of this feud.
That blacksmith, by the way, how did you get his hammer?
I don't know. That's from my old save from when I rented this game like 6 years ago. I have no idea how I got his hammer.
Because one time I went in there, I had gotten the government agent at the shrine.
Yeah.
Like, I just went up to... Like, I was just kind of messing around. Like, I didn't have anything in mind. So I was just like, let's go collect some swords. Derp, derp. So I went up there, and, like, he had this weird, like, two-bladed spear thing.
What?
And I was just like, all right, I'm taking that. So I take it, and I run back, and I'm like... And I go to the blacksmith. And I'm like, blacksmith, I would like this delivered to my account. And he's like, all right, that's going to be some amount of yen. And I'm like... All right, go for it. And he's like, you don't have any money, do you? And I'm just like, accident! So then he pulls out his hammer and just keeps me, like, pinned up against the wall with it and doesn't even let me draw my sword. And I'm just like, I'm going to die here. I'm going to die here. Wait, please, stop! And he's like, no, there is no mercy for you. And then he beats me to death with a hammer.
Yeah, that's why I always make sure I have enough money before I go to the blacksmith, because I respect him. And I don't want to get hammered to death. But then it's cool because, like if you get the path where sort of you fight alongside him, it's you and him, you with a sword, him with a hammer, just beating the shit out of ninjas. That's how that game ends on that path.
Wow.
It's pretty great. And then you kill the government.
The entire government?
I would have, except as I was fighting the top of the government, I died.
Oh.
Made me so sad.
But yeah, like, you just play out these little, like, just
it's like
samurai story vignettes.
Like, yeah, because it's like they say at the start, like, you will spend, what, like...
2 days.
You will spend 2 days in this valley. After that, you will leave. And it's like, all right, so at most you have 2 days, and you just play the same 2 days. Because every play is very short.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this idea of play it over and over again with different outcomes, get different swords.
Because you can collect swords.
Yeah. Except if you die, you don't get the swords. So you can just leave anytime you want.
With your swords.
Yeah. I didn't know you could get tied to the tracks either.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And then there was another time when I went up to the shrine and, like, the guy was all like, get out of here. And I was like, okay, I won't kill you this time. You don't have that cool sword. And then as I'm leaving, there are just, like, these two bums sitting out by, like, the Tory
yeah.
out front. And they're just like, oh, man, what are we going to do? We don't have any place to live now. And, like, I don't know what's going on with them. But, like, they look up there and they're like, ah, samurai, what are you doing here? And my options are just, I'll be on my way, or I'm here to test the sharpness of my blade.
Yeah.
So clearly I had to go with the second one. And then one of them pulls out, like, just an iron ball.
What?
Like, maybe they added more swords in the PSP version, but, like, he just pulls out an iron ball and tries to beat me with it.
That's awesome!
So I take it from him, and then I leave the valley, and now I have a big spiky iron ball.
Actually, I should try that, because I haven't fought those guys yet.
Yeah.
And, like, that's sort of the thing about it. Like, that's why it's not open world, because, like...
The same events happen over and over again.
No, not even that. It's just this idea of, like, you could plot out the tree of, like, events. So it is a game that, like, sort of, like, all the choices you make are easily discoverable. And, like, the game can be solved easily for what you want. But they put there's a lot of choices in there. It will take a long time to discover anything. And games of that style, this is one of, like, the best, like, executions of this style that I've seen. And this is the first one. They made two after it.
Yeah, they also made, you remember a while back on the PS2, there was a game, Samurai Western, which is actually by the same people. And
really?
Kind of like a side story to it, a Gaiden. I started thinking of Rodan for some reason.
No, it's Gaiden Hibiki.
But that one has co-op, where the second player plays as a gunslinger, and the first player plays as a samurai.
Ooh, maybe we should check that out.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should do that game as a Let's Play, and then we can take our pass.
I was also kind of thinking of Let's Playing Dead Rising.
Yeah?
Because I have Dead Rising 2.
Really?
It's
on, and you have it on Steam?
I have it on Steam.
Yeah.
You just, I don't know, like, I don't have the equipment to do that at home, because, like, I have tried streaming. It does not work.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, if you let me install it over here, we could do that sometime.
We could? Yeah. Is it, like, local co-op? Because...
I don't know if it...
I know on the Xbox you had to have two copies on two Xboxes. Oh, like, you can't do split screen.
I wasn't even thinking of, like...
I mean, we could just play it.
Yeah, you just kind of want to just play that game.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten that game has co-op.
Yeah.
If it's ever on sale, should get it.
Probably.
And we can play Dead Rising.
We got other things we got to play, though.
Yeah. Blood Bowl.
Blood Bowl.
Killing Floor.
Spent money on that game now.
Yeah.
Killing Floor is still pretty good.
Gotta kill floors.
Gotta play some Terraria now.
Yeah, gotta play Terraria. And just still check out Alien Swarm. Like, I should direct you to that big torrent of maps.
Maps, yeah. We could do that.
Like, I'm sure some of them are shitty, but I'm sure some of them are gems.
I still kind of want to go back and try the Unreal version again.
Yeah.
Gotta play some Unreal. Gotta hook up some Bombing Run.
Yeah.
Because... Sports ball.
Video you games, don't have, guys.
You don't have games. Metal Drift, do you?
No.
That's too bad. That game's actually pretty fun. That's a sports ball hover tank game. I should probably look to see if there's like a Steam group for Metal Drift players, because I bet there is.
Probably is.
But I just don't know how to be social.
I reinstalled Neo Tokyo the other day, so now whenever I see the Steam group like come up like, hey, it's Friday Night Neo Tokes time, I can be like, oh, okay.
Oh, they have a Friday Night Neo Tokes time?
Yeah, like, there's the active Neo Tokyo players group. They do announcements all the time that is just like, it's Tuesday, that's the time when this server is active.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like someone just went and noticed the times when people tended to plays, and now they make announcements about it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Actually, because, like, Lawless was playing it the other day, and I was just like, I want to play this game. And he was like, okay. I was like, I gotta reinstall this game. And he's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, do you need SDK 2006 or 2007? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, oh, okay, it'll probably be done downloading tomorrow. And he's just like, okay. You wanna play some StarCraft or something? And I'm like, no. StarCraft. Not tonight, no.
StarCraft.
It's been a while since I played some. Me and RJ were just talking about it before. Got a new plan. 10 push-ups every time you were supply blocked.
Push-ups?
10 push-ups.
Okay. Gotcha.
Train your body. Train yourself to be a better gamer.
I wanna... Gotta figure out something like that.
What?
So the metagaming.
Yeah.
So either like Drunk Forza or...
There's a reason drunk driving isn't done.
I know, but that's what
I bet it would
better.
Be hilarious without any actual risk.
Me and Jesse were actually playing a really good couple of games of Forza last night.
Yeah.
Like, we had two cars. I had my Celica Supra. He had his regular Supra.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, he had a... It was either his Supra or his GT3, because car names...
Gone. Sorry.
And he, like, it was great, because we took off from the line and went, foosh, foosh. And we were just dead even with each other, like, the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Except, and we were on Le Mans, which is the one that has, like, the 2 mile straightaway.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was sad, because my car topped out at 197. his topped out at 201.
Oh.
So we were dead even.
So over the course of the straightaway, he just, like, pulled ahead, like, yeah, a car length?
Well, no, it was really sad because mine had more horsepower. So we, like, equally goofed through the turns. I took off a little bit on the straightaway. His car didn't even leave my peripheral. And then he just, like, suddenly, like, slowly took off.
That's the worst. That's like...
It was great, though. That was a really even match. And then we realized that we didn't upgrade the cars all the way, and they went from S to R3, and then they were impossible to drive.
Yeah.
That's my story.
That's like, we were just doing drag races a while back, because, like, I just had, like, 20 minutes to kill before work or something, so he was like, want to drag ridiculous cars? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So, like, I get into one of those, like, ridiculous R1 cars that are all, like, control services and shit. And he's in, like, some car that he made himself, like his Skyline or something.
He's
R33. And he's just like, okay, just easy on the throttle before you hit, like, 60. And I'm like, why? This car's, like, made of downforce, and oh, right, you have to be moving.
Yeah.
So, like, I take off. No, like, he takes off, and I take off really slowly because I'm worried about just dying. And then about halfway through the mile, like, I'm just blazing ahead of him. And then the fact that that controller, the second controller he has, the stick is all woggly, like, I'm wiggling back and forth over the track, and eventually just goes sideways, and he wins.
Yeah, no, that's why the Civic I made is still sad. Because I don't know what causes it, but when you hit about 7,000 RPM, and it only goes up to 8, but when you hit 7, like, whatever gear you're in, the car just goes like... Just like the
just
ass.
Like that?
The ass decides it wants to go faster than the rest of the car at 7,000 RPM.
Okay.
And no matter what you do, it starts going sideways. But then you shift up and you're fine.
Oh, okay. Just sideways.
Yeah. Think we talked about enough?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, talked about a bunch of games, got stuff to look forward to.
Yeah.
Maybe go. Because we never talked about Vindicus.
No, we didn't?
We didn't. It's still on my list.
Okay, we should talk about it sometime.
Yeah, we should play some of that this week, and then we can talk about it next
I'll
week.
I'll have to reinstall it. Except but I thought we were going to talk about Terraria next week.
We are.
Whoa, doubles.
I mean, I thought we were going to talk about Fooly Cooly on Friday, but...
Okay.
But then Jill doesn't ever get to not work anymore for reasons that are still not entirely clear to me.
Because she works two jobs.
But why does she work two jobs?
Because she pays for school up by herself.
Yeah, there's
that. And her car.
There's that. I need a job.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so...
Well, this has been a fun experiment.
You wanna...
Wait. Who's R-squared?
R-squared is Caitlin's sister.
Oh.
So... You can find us... You can send us email, podcast@EliteCooStudios.net. Find us on Twitter, @EliteCoo.
You can find us on Facebook or in the iTunes Music Store.
On Zoom Marketplace. We're on Podcast Pickle now. You can... What's that other thing? Missing something. Just go to our website, EliteCooStudios.net.
That's the one.
Comics still going up.
Yep.
Feels really good. It's been about a month straight, and comics and podcasts and everything have just been up.
Nice.
Now I got to find a way to monetize it.
Google AdSense.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try that.
Really?
Why not?
Sell out.
Little ones.
Yeah, no
worries. Hide them under the banner.
There's nothing wrong with selling out.
Yeah. It's good to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll talk to you next week.
I'm going to go on. I'm on record as saying there's nothing wrong with selling out. Just at all. Blanket statement. I'm on record as saying that.